Welcome to the first episode for 2010 for Shortwave Weekly. I am your host, Chris Freitas, and I am glad that you are here with us this week. Without further ado, let's get on to the meat of our discussion, which I'm going to give you a review of the World Radio TV Handbook. Simply amazing that they are able to fit all this information within at least 500 pages. This is maybe more than 500 pages, but there is a lot of information in this book. And with these frequencies, particularly in shortwave, they're based on the winter schedule for a lot of these shortwave stations. They have monitoring stations like BBC monitoring, and they get these frequencies from all these shortwave broadcasters and other broadcasters and put them in this book. And since these are the winter frequencies, there's no listing for the summertime frequencies later on this year, but on the website to the World TV Radio Handbook, you can download updates or attachments that has the latest information. If it becomes available, if it's updated, they'll present that information. And you can print it out or just download it to your computer. And that's sort of a downside I have. Well, at least you have to download this stuff, but thankfully it's free and accessible to anyone that wants it. You don't even have to own the book in order to download that. And so that's pretty good. At least, you know, they have that additional update that they have on these shortwave frequencies throughout the year. Other things that are presented in this book, there are shortwave radio reviews, editorials about certain aspects of shortwave. Or...